This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبه اجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما والحقنا بعبادك الصالحين اما بعد يروي الامام مسلم في صحيحه بسند صحيح عن معقل بن يسار رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العباده في الهرج كهجره الي. Brothers and sisters, today's hadith is narrated is narrated in the collection of Imam Muslim with an authentic chain of narration. It's the fourth hadith in those series of short hadith that one can memorize and benefit out of it also. It's also a short, but always the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the ones that are short are the most condensed in terms of meaning. Don't be deceived by the number, the four or five number of words that the hadith contains, but it's always like that. The shortest, the more condensed meaning you find in it. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith says, in English, the translation, that an act of worship or sticking to acts of worship in the time of calamity, harj, is equal in reward to doing an immigration to him, to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's basically what it means. So on the face of it, it's plain and understandable. It's that's the thing. When things are hard and you stick to your acts of worship, of course, there's a lot of reward in it, equal to actually to immigrating to and going to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now let's dissect the hadith a little bit and see why. Number one, the act of worship. Sometimes when you say ibadah, it means of course act of worship, right? But then a lot of people only think of salat and siyam and these things. But in reality, I would like to think that not only it's the acts, but also what leads to it. Knowledge and intention, everything that comes around it. So sticking to those things also, number one. Number two, why did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say, it's like an immigration to me? Why is that? Oh, every time you find yourself in a situation where the only one who's doing something that is related to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of like practicing a sunnah that's been kind of like left behind, or you are as if you are giving life to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's exactly what it is. So when you find yourself in a situation where there's really not, and we all lived actually this situation where when it's a mess around you, there's lack of fundamentals, there's things that make sense and people don't take it as makes sense, but people don't accept it that way. People are killed, you don't even know why. People are there's a lot of things that don't make sense. But when you look at them in terms of our teachings, that's the right thing to do, right? But then only few people practice them. So this hadith is trying to tell you that in these times of calamity, in times of chaos, sticking to our fundamentals, to what's right, is basically the right thing to do. Don't be deceived by those who actually who do the wrong thing when they have to, right? Sticking to be truthful is when everyone around you is lying. This hadith is what this hadith is telling you. Sticking to being honest when everyone is deceitful around you. That's what. Not only salat that you go and practice prayer when no one's doing it. That's only, I believe, the surface of it. It's what leads to it. It's all the ethical aspect of our religion that it also it goes under the big umbrella of ibadah. So it's you know how when everyone is doing it, this hadith is actually contradicting that to the fundamental, to the core of it. That yeah, everyone does it doesn't mean that you have to do it if it's against what you've been taught. The very famous poet says, "Wa ma ana illa min ghaziyat in ghawad ghawaytu wa in rashadat aw wa in rashadat ghaziyat arshudi." That I'm only from this tribe. Whatever they do, I do with them. If they do the right thing, I'm sticking to that. And if they do the wrong thing, then I'm sticking to that. In Islam, no, we don't do that. Goals do not justify the means at all. The means have to be compatible with our teachings. And that's why you get the reward of someone who did a hijrah to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So I hope this was a benefit. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيح عن معقل بن يسار رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال العبادة في الهرج كهجرة إليه صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.